This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Moreno. Jackie Mason, you know, I had something else that I was going to talk about here, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow, in part because, you know, I'm sound like I'm ready to cough up a lung, and in part because I think this might be more interesting for you to hear. Jackie Mason was a comedian, a legendary comedian who'd been around for many years. He died on July 24th. And, you know, we talked about it at the time. One of the things that I tried to find was my last interview with Jackie Mason from January of 2017. And I reached out and I found the date of the interview. And it was right before Trump. It was about a week before Donald Trump took the oath of office as president. And it turned out I couldn't find it anywhere. And I reached out to Matt Sambolin. And I got to give Matt Sambolin credit here. He is the operations director at Salem Media of New York and somebody I worked with for a long time in varying capacities when I worked on AM 970. So when I was and lo and behold, he went to such great lengths, reached out to SoundCloud to get this interview restored. And I thought it might be fun, even though he's gone over a month now, I thought it might be fun to go back and listen to my discussion with Jackie Mason from January of 2017. I will be honest with you. I have not heard this interview ever, ever. So I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if it's, I mean, it's always funny with Jackie Mason. But I have not heard this interview since it aired in January of 2017. So we're going to be actually listening to this together. And I think it's going to be fun. I remember it being fun. Obviously, the world was a different place in January of 2017. But this is a little bit, not a little bit, this is just about the entirety of my interview with Jackie Mason from January of 2017.
There's no comedian in history better known and more accomplished than the gentleman on the line right now. He's won Emmys. He's won Tony Awards. He's won Outer Critics Circle Awards. He's won awards they haven't even invented yet. He's been on television. He's been in records. He is ubiquitous. He's been on the printed page, and he is great in films and on radio. It gives me great pleasure to welcome the legendary Jackie Mason. Jackie, good morning. Thank you so much for coming on the radio with
me.
How
do you do? How do you do? After that introduction, I don't need the show at all. I might as well go home now. Because there's nothing I'm going to do that's going to top this.
If only that were true. Jackie, there's a couple of issues in the news I want to ask you about. But first, we're just a week away from the ending.
Before you go into this, could you tell me what made you suddenly decide to call me? Because you've been on the air a long time now. How long have you been on the air now?
I've been on the air with my own show for about 6 years, 5 years. Uh-huh. But with Joe Piscopo, I guess we're on now about 3 years.
Uh-huh. So what's on suddenly made you think of Jackie Mason? Did somebody punch you in the mouth or threaten you?
No, here's what made me think of it, is that we're a week away from the end of the Obama administration, and I thought to myself, who has summed up, out of anybody I know, political thinkers, philosophers, writers, reporters, the Obama administration better than anybody? And the first name that came to my mind was Jackie Mason. So let me ask you, now that the Obama administration is winding down, what's his legacy to the country and the world?
I think his legacy is that of a fake, a liar, a fraud in every respect, because he stands straight and has a fancy suit, and he looks like a guy who's got a lot of class because he knows how to imitate a president. He imitates somebody who's successful. He knows what successful people look like, and he went to the movies a lot. So he saw pictures of presidents, and he's trying to imitate them. So his outwardly, it sounds and looks like he could be a president. But in terms of activity and accomplishment, the man has no conscience at all about fraud, about fakery, about even about murder. Look what happened in Benghazi.
I hear he does a mean Jackie Mason impersonation as well. Are you more optimistic about Donald Trump and his relationship with Israel specifically?
Well, Donald Trump can't help loving Israel. His whole family is Jewish. He's the only Gentile in his family.
Well, every family's got a black sheep, right, Jackie?
He's surrounded by 12 Jews, and not only are they Jewish, they're so Orthodox and so religious that I think the Gentiles have to watch out that they won't be discriminated against. They're going to suffer in this country, because if you're not Jewish, you'll be afraid to walk around. you'll be afraid to be found in the streets. You'll be begging forgiveness the rest of your life. So I remember when I was a kid, every Jew spent his time trying to apologize for being Jewish. And everybody will have to beg forgiveness that he's not really a Gentile, he just looks like
Jackie, you've been performing for decades, and you know
I'm not too personal. You're not Joe Piscopo, right?
No,
you're the other guy.
I won't insult Joe by claiming to be him. I'm the other guy.
Now you guys do a two people show together.
Well, no, it's Joe's show. He lets me hang around with him, but when he's off working, he's performing on a Star Trek cruise this week. So the management said, "Who can fill in that we won't have to pay anything extra?" And they said, "Oh, we'll take Frank Morano." You know.
Oh, I thought this is one of those two people shows. This is not a two people show.
Well, I guess it's an ensemble. We have Joe, we have me, we have Al Gattulo, we have Debbie Duhaime. It's
ensemble type of show.
Exactly. It's an ensemble show. That's right.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting.
Well, Jackie, so a lot of comedians have hesitated to inject politics into their humor because they're a lot of times hesitant to write off Democrats or Republicans.
If that's so true, then how come the late night shows for the last 40 years have all been very obviously one-sided type of shows politically? They're not afraid to express their political opinion. They never made any doubts in your mind that they're all on the side of the Democrats, that they're all liberals.
Well, so that's what I'm asking.
I never saw any fear of losing half the country, which they always did. But it never seemed to bother them. If it doesn't bother them at 4 o'clock in the morning, why does it bother people at 2 in the afternoon?
It doesn't bother me.
Why do they have this fear that the nighttime people don't have? None of them seem to care about letting you know that they can't stand the Republicans. They always acted like a Republican is comparable to a Nazi, a fascist, a murderer. They look at Republicans like they don't belong in this country.
Well, don't you think Johnny Carson, for instance, he took shots
Johnny
at everybody?
Johnny Carson took shots at everybody, but he was one of the very few. The rest of them make it very obvious. Most of them, I've been watching late night television for 40 years now. They make it very obvious that they're violent liberals. They make it very obvious that if you're Republican, they'll louse you up as soon as you say hello.
How's Mayor de Blasio doing here in New York?
How come there's a show called, what's with those, that's an early daytime show with the black girl, what's her name?
Which show do you mean?
That's super liberal.
Oh, The View. Do you mean The View?
The View, that's right. The, they don't seem to be concerned about alienating anybody. What's the name of the superstar, black girl?
Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg, the other one, the biggest star, the superstar, the one that has her own network now.
Oprah.
Was she ever afraid to let you know that she's for Barack Obama? That if you're a Republican, she gets you nauseous?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. Jackie, how's Mayor de Blasio doing?
I think there's a good contest between him and Obama about who's lower. I don't know who's lower than who. It's impossible to lower than de Blasio. De Blasio is every day accused of one kind of thievery or another. Every time there's any money involved, he either steals it, or he stole it already, or he's about to steal it. Because he can't sit still whenever there's money involved. Everything becomes a fundraising experience, and it's a fundraising about only one thing. It goes from your house to his. That's all he knows.
You know, it's so funny. Speaking of city politics, 25 years ago, you announced that you were going to be a candidate for city council president. They did away with that job of city council president and created the phony job of public advocate, which was de Blasio's old job.
Right.
Do you ever think about running for public advocate or getting back involved in electoral politics in New York City, Jackie?
No, I was doing that at that time as a joke. I never expected to actually campaign, and I never did. I did it as a publicity stunt. I figured nobody will be hurt if I make up a story that I'm running for something. Nobody's going to care that much, and nobody's going to run through the streets expending any energy or time or money. I wasn't collecting any cash from anybody, so I wasn't defrauding anybody like de Blasio does on a daily basis. Do you know he's under about 17 investigations? How come Boone was never investigated as much as he is.
It's true. It's true. Now, Jackie, you're performing.
Every time somebody says hello, they're investigating.
You're performing at B.B. King's in May. People can get tickets. They can go to JackieMason.com or they can go to Ticketmaster.com and just type in Jackie Mason, and the show at B.B. King's comes up. It's going to be a great show, I know. Jackie, you are a legend in comedy. I don't know your situation, but I'm guessing you still don't need to perform, but you're still as funny as you were 30 years ago. Why still perform rather than retire? You don't like golf?
You know what I think? I think that people retire when they have a job that is no ego trip, that there's no ego satisfaction. A plumber retires because who wants to hang around a toilet if it's not necessary? But everybody likes to be on the stage, whether it's necessary or not, because the only necessity is your ego trip. There's nobody that wants to stop hearing applause. Every time you talk to an 80-year-old man, he's showing off more about how great he is, and he's looking for attention more than when he was 20. You never lose that sick need to be the big shot, to be the guy who's the attraction in the crowd.
You know,
you ever see somebody just because they're old that doesn't care if you notice them or not?
No.
I never saw that.
No.
You ever see a guy, if you mispronounce his name, that doesn't get disturbed just because he's 80?
No, that you're exactly right.
If you could be 100 and you could be on your deathbed and you're lying there with your last breath, and if somebody says, "Excuse me, mister, what do you mean, mister? My name is Irving."
We're talking as if his voice wasn't evidence of this enough. We're talking with the legendary comedic performer, Jackie Mason. Jackie, you know, we always hear about these odd celebrity riders. Celebrities sometimes want a brandy glass full of red M&Ms in their dressing room. They want all the lights turned on. They want a certain type of water. I heard, I'm going to ask you if this was true, I heard that when you first started performing, you didn't know what a rider was, and you said, "Just give me Bill Cosby's rider." Is that accurate? And then what was the result of that?
Even if it's not accurate, it's an interesting story. I just heard it for the first time. I don't remember experiencing anything like this. But it's an interesting, colorful story. And thanks a lot, because I'm going to use it myself from now on. Thanks a lot for the material. It's a good piece of material, but it never happened as far as I remember. I'm not so old that I lost my memory yet. And maybe call me 5 years from now. Maybe I'll have a problem remembering anything. But right now, I still remember what happened, and that between me and you, that never happened. But we're on the radio, so everybody will not find out about it.
You want to make something up? Make something up.
The truth of the format of his that when I found out what a writer is, I was very offended, because I said to myself, how spoiled and how selfish and low do you have to be to ask for all these things? Because when you listen to a writer, the guy is going to spend maybe 12 minutes in a dressing room, and in 12 minutes, the writer requires so many things, yet you would think the guy is moving in for a month. He's going to be there 10 minutes or 20 minutes. How long is he going to be there? Or at most, a half an hour, because he came to do a show. What is he coming? He can't afford a hotel room. I'm sure he lives someplace. He's not a homeless person. You would think the guy is homeless and he's depending on this writer.
Right, to eat for a week.
To make himself comfortable for a month. You should see the things they ask for. There's nobody lower and more selfish than the stars, because they're so spoiled into being able to get whatever you want, and they'll give it to you, you know, what you could think of. So you could ask to repaint the room, to put up a whole new building. you could say you want two cars, four buses. you want a train to be parked in front of your house. They start asking for these ridiculous, preposterous things. You would say to yourself, are they making this up, or this turns out to be real? Because when you spoil a person enough, they become so low and selfish that they couldn't care less. They know they could get it, so they ask for it. And they keep attacking people who don't give it to them. So I heard that people like Barbara Streisand, was it Barbara Streisand or J-Lo, I heard, likes the room painted only a certain color. She won't perform there. Have you heard this?
I haven't, no, but I'm not surprised.
Unless it's painted a certain light pink. And if it's a little off, it turns out to be a dark pink, that's it, she won't show up. Or if she comes in, it's the wrong pink, she leaves the building and performs someplace else. This comes from the sicknesses and the low-life quality of the performers of this country. When you talk to a star, it's amazing how low and how selfish they are. Every time I meet one of them, I say to myself, what the hell? How sick could you be? When I come into a theater and they ask me, what do you like to have? Because we have a writer. I said, I'll tell you what. You see that piece of paper that says writer? Throw it out. I'm not asking for anything. You got a Coke. That's all I want.
Jackie, and by the way, Jackie Mason's performing at B.B. King's in May here in New York. You can go to JackieMason.com for tickets, or you can call 212-997-4144. It's 212-997-4144. Finally, Jackie, and thank you so much for coming on the radio with me this morning. Mike Gallagher, who's on next and who was on just a few minutes ago, made me promise, and he offered to buy me lunch if I promised to pass on a hello to you from him. So I'm doing so for no other reason to get a free lunch.
Well, that's a good reason to get a free lunch. At least it's not in the writers, so I can't complain. And I think that's lovely of him to remind himself that he's a friend of mine, because I haven't seen him in a long time. And he's a very classy, wonderful guy, and I really appreciate the fact that he thought of me. And it's a wonderful way to end this show by talking about Mike Gallagher, because the truth of the matter is, I'm crazy about him. I'm absolutely crazy about him. There's no joke involved in that speech. He's a fabulous guy, and tell him I'm absolutely in love with him.
Absolutely. Now, gay weddings are legal in New York, so that's great news for both of you that you're in love with him. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure. The one and only Jackie Mason.